The province of Deir al-Zour in eastern Syria has seen heavy fighting in recent weeks between government and rebel forces. Now there is a new emergency. Polio has been detected among several children in the area. Oliver Rosenbauer is from the Polio Eradication Program at the World Health Organization.
A lot is still unknown and investigations are still ongoing. They all appear to be very young, so less than aged 2, and they all appear to be under or unimmunized.
Before the outbreak of conflict in Syria, the United Nations says 95% of children were immunized against the disease. Now there are an estimated 500,000 children who have not been vaccinated. The World Health Organization, alongside the Syrian Ministry of Health, has begun a vaccination program targeting 2.4 million children. Elias Durry, the WHO's emergency coordinator for polio eradication in Pakistan, says there is a danger that the outbreak could spread rapidly.
When a virus gets introduced to a country that has not had a lot of immunization in some years, you see a major outbreak where hundreds of children are getting paralyzed for something that could have been prevented.
Polio flourishes in unsanitary conditions and can cause paralysis and death. It is highly contagious and children are especially vulnerable. 900 days of conflict have taken a big toll on Syria's public health system, says Andrei Mihecic of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees.
It is estimated that about half of the medical facilities have been affected by the conflict in some way. More than 15,000 doctors have left the country. Certainly a lot of more medical staff has also left the country as the crisis continued to unfold. So this certainly has an impact on the conditions inside Syria.
The war has forced millions of people from their homes and refugees are on the move both within Syria and over its borders. Again, Andrei Mihecic.
Massive vaccinations have been taking place among the refugee population in the neighboring countries. Some of the children have been systematically vaccinated already on the border, but clearly more needs to be done, and the new vaccinations are being planned in the weeks and months to come.
The UN this week chartered a plane to fly vaccines and emergency food aid into Beirut, from where it is being trucked into Syria. Aid agencies say the fighting makes access to vulnerable populations extremely difficult. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.